Hello there. You're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Claire Ackers. In this space, you will hear me talk about anything and everything you need to be an authentic entrepreneur so that you can not only grow a wildly successful business that gives you the wealth and freedom you dream of, but so that you can also stay true to yourself and your values, and also have massive impact with your work. I'm a mum of three, serial entrepreneur, business coach, and cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to set up in business. So, welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I am so glad you're here, and let's dive in to the episode. So, today we are talking about one of my absolute favorite topics, which is values. And values has had a bit of a bad rap in recent years because, well, essentially, they've become a bit meaningless. They've kind of gone into that corporate bubble of meaningless management talk, and been, you know, a lot of companies have their company values stuck on a wall somewhere, but they don't actually mean anything. And I want to bring it back to basics, because for me, values are the absolute bedrock for everything. And I don't care whether you are an independent business owner and you have no ambitions to grow your business any bigger than that, or you want to grow your business into an international conglomerate or something in the middle, it always comes back to values, and your values should be running through you like a stick of rock. If you find something is going wrong in your business, bring it back to the values and you'll be able to find out why it is triggering you and what to do about it. Know what to do about it so you are living in integrity with those values, you know, really, really being authentic. If things are going well, bring it back to values and you will understand why and understand how to do more of that. So it always, always comes back to your values, because that is how we have impact. That is how we make a difference, by growing values-led companies. And today I want to talk about how you actually do that, how you would actually go about working out what your values are, what you stand for. And when you're starting out, here's a quick secret for you. Your values and your company values will probably be the same, and that's fine. If you want to have a boundary and a separation over time, you can evolve them, you can reiterate them, but for now, don't worry about it. Just go for the true authenticity, speaking straight from your heart, working out what your values are. Okay, so first things first, what is a value? I go with a really, really simple definition of what a value is, which is it's something that you hold dear. If we cut you down the middle, your values will be running through you like a stick of rock. You might have heard them referred to as your North Star or your magnetic north or your true north, but your values are something that you hold absolutely dear. And why are they important? Well, if you don't know what your values are, and I'll tell you a cautionary tale from my own life in a moment, you might find yourself drifting through life without any, you know, you're feeling a little bit rudderless. And this was pretty much my existence for the first three decades of my life. You know, this is a story for a different time, but I basically got to the age of 30 without realizing I was allowed an opinion, and that I got to live my own life in the way I saw fit. You know, I was kind of drifting through according to other people's opinions, choosing other people's ideas of what I should do for my degree subject, or other people's ideas of where I should focus my career on, and what the kind of company I was allowed to grow. I mean, that was the very definition of my first company, was a cookie cutter recruitment company based on somebody else's idea of how I should grow that business. So if you don't take the time to work out what your values are, then you probably do okay, but you will never reach your potential, and you will never have the impact and the satisfaction that you want to have. And clarity is a really big one as well. If you've ever if you've ever had felt a bit confused or the way forward doesn't seem clear, you know, you're not sure how to move forward, what your best right next move should be. If you can come back to your values, if you know what your values are and you come back to them, you will be able to identify at least the next right step that you need to take in your business. So that is why they are important. So what is the danger of knowing what your values are but ignoring them? I see this all the time in the people that I work with. It's a physical pain. It's a physical manifestation. You will know if you are living in conflict with your values, or somebody is trampling on your values, or you're feeling awful and you can't work out what it is. Come back to your values and you'll be able to understand that somewhere along the line you have been ignoring your values. So for some people, it manifests as a lump in their throat. So it's like they're literally choking back their words and they're holding back what they really want to say, or turning down their voice, or not standing up for themselves, and it manifests as a lump in their throat. For some people, it's a heart problem. You might feel a chest pain or a heart pain because it's just so painful to the thought of who you are that somebody's that you probably are ignoring your values. For some people, it's an anxious feeling in your stomach. You might feel sick. For some other people, it's sweaty palms. But there is usually a physical manifestation of when you are ignoring your values. The trick then, of course, is what to do about it. We'll come on to that. And then what's the benefit of living life in accordance with your values? Well, it just feels absolutely wonderful. If you know what your values are and you are living your life in accordance with them, it's like you being a really, really good day. You know, those kind of days where you jump out of bed, you feel great, you've got all the energy, your favorite song's playing on the radio, all the lights turn to green as you're going to work, all the decisions go your way. And even if things go wrong, you know, you can just brush them off like dust off your shoulder because you are living so congruently, and it feels amazing. And you just go to sleep with a satisfied feeling because you know you have been living life in accordance with your values. So there's an absolute, it just feels wonderful to live life in flow with your values. Okay, so how do we actually work out what they are? Now, this is my secret. A lot of people know what their values are, but it's the definition part that makes all the difference. This is where most sources of conflict come from in the workplace, and dare I say it, also in marriages and relationships as well, and also where there is the biggest opportunity to create harmony. So let's take the example of honesty. Now, honesty would be a really, really common value for people to have in their top eight values, say. And if we look at the definition part, for some people, honesty might be telling the truth no matter what, no matter who it hurts. Whereas for somebody else, honesty might be it's okay to tell a little white lie so you don't hurt somebody's feelings. And you can imagine how this might play out in a workplace. Say that both parties are trying to deliver for a client and both are being absolutely true to their definition of their value. But how that manifests, how that shows up in their actions and their behavior would be quite different. And if you criticize the other, they're going to become more entrenched, right? So it's going to be even harder to bend, to move. But if you understand where each person is coming from, both their values and their definition of that value, then it is so much easier to create a win-win and come up with a course of action that allows both parties to be true to their values and yet create a solution. I hope that makes sense. Also as well, quick marriage 101, if you understand your partner's values, then it is so much easier to create harmony and a lovely vision for your marriage. That is a topic for a different time. I just wanted to mention it because it's quite a fun conversation to have. Okay, so this is a deep, intense coaching session in itself. But for the purposes of this video, I want to tell you how to work out what your values are. So the first thing you were going to do is sit down and brainstorm all the values you can think of. So you want to get to about 30 or 40. So there's no judgment at this stage. There's no filtering. There's no quality control. It's just a brain dump, all the values you can think of. And a little caveat that friends and family are not values. Oh, no, sneeze disappeared. Sorry. Friends and family are not values. It's what they give you that is the value. So whether that's security, whether it's belonging, whether it's love, get them all down. And then from there, you want to pick your top eight values. And I do this in a really, really scientific way, which is look over your list and then write the ones down that make the hairs on your arm stand up. The ones that make you zing, you know, the ones that give you a little kick in the gut, they are your top eight. And you write those down. And then you're going to come up with your definition of those values. And the way that I do this is I say, right, there's a window over there. Imagine that a UFO comes flying through that window and comes and lands on the desk beside you and comes out, and a small green alien comes out and says, right, this word of honesty, this word of integrity, this word of freedom, what does that actually mean? And you need to explain it to this alien in four words. So this can be a phrase, or it can be a grouping or a series of values, and you can borrow from the other page you've just written down. But we want to get, you know, we want to get the definition really tight. We want to really, really drill down into the essence of what this definition for you is. And once you've done that for all your eight values, I want you to read over that list, read them out loud, and just feel into, do they feel right for you? And, you know, exercise your gift of discernment. If they feel right, that's great, but equally treat it as a living, breathing document. You know, allow new values to be swapped in if you think actually that belongs in the top eight. Mutate and evolve and change the definitions until they feel right to you, and you'll know intuitively when they feel right. And what you have there is essentially a blueprint for any decision you ever need to take in your business, or indeed in your life, from anything to, should I hire this person? Do their values match mine and my vision for the company? Or, you know, what color shall I paint the office walls? You can look back at this values chart and be able to make the right decision for you without worrying about any shoulds or any ought tos or any need for permission. You can choose the thing that is integrity with your authenticity. And that's really, really powerful just in itself. But we are going to go one step further. And what I want you to do is look down that list of values, and then you are going to score each one. 0 is not in the slightest. 10 is absolutely couldn't be more so. And I want you to score these values on a basis of how true you are being to them right now in your business. So, for example, if one of your values is freedom and your definition of freedom is independence, creativity, integrity, and intuition, for example's sake, you might look at that and think, right, okay, I have freedom, but I'm not having enough time in my day to be creative. So you might score that a 6. So you're going to do that for each one. And it'll probably be a mixes of quite low ones and quite high ones. And it'd be interesting to see if any ones where you score low, you've had any of your values triggered recently, maybe by a client, or maybe by limiting beliefs or imposter syndrome popping up. Just have a look and notice what's coming up for you as you score them. And then in coaching, we tend to say anything a 7 and below could maybe do with some attention. So the invitation is to look at this and say, okay, how could I increase each of these scores by just a little baby step? So how could I turn a 3 into a 4, or a 5 into a 6, or a 7 into an 8? And then you come up with an action, a behavior, a commitment to increase that score by just a baby step. So you are getting that one step closer to living a values-led life and being 100% values-led in your business. And then you get to have so much fun with this idea. So you can absolutely get these values on your website, get these values on your wall. You can go and climb a mountain, and I've done this, it's really fun. You can go and climb a mountain and think, right, I have these values. How are they going to show up in my business day to day? How am I going to apply these to my customer journey? How am I going to make sure I'm being true to these values if I'm being under pressure or challenged or feeling overwhelmed? How do I come back to these values? What projects can I work on that are in integrity with these values? What clients do I need to aim for, or perhaps what clients do I need to let go of so I can be completely authentic to these values? What mission, what vision, what mission statement, what mantra, what word of power can I come up with that encapsulates these values so that my company mission statement actually means something to me? And that is 101 on how you grow a values-led company. Let me know if you found this useful. Let me know if it resonates for you. Let me know if you are going to go away and implement some of the lessons that I've put here today. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to have you here, and I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you like what you hear and you'd like to connect, head on over to claireackers.com. And I'm most active on LinkedIn. Just search for Claire Ackers. That's Claire with an I and an E. See you next time.